Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
That's Prater's bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger, unitymarketingonline.com. You can find awesome research there on her amazing research on retail, especially the discretionary income folks, the luxury buyer. Her books are there, Let Them Eat Cake, Putting the Luxe Back in Luxury. What's the new book? Remind us about the new book, Pam.
Meet the Henrys.
There
so
it
that's is. That's the high earners, not rich
meet
yet.
The
younger people with money.
Yeah, exactly. And at least so far. And all your research is there, and I appreciate it very much. Pam, let's talk about 2021. One of the things that still astonishes me is when I see small business owners acting like it's 1989. That you know, before the internet, all you did was open your door. There were three other places within 40 miles that you could buy what you had, so you had a pretty good shot at competing. And and they still act like that, when you and I both know that there are now 12 places within 10 miles that they can buy stuff you sell, and a million places with a push of an enter key. From their magic wand in their hand, and they're still acting like none of that's going on, and you 2020 COVID-19, never mind the election, you can't survive like that if you don't come into the third decade of the 21st century and fight for every dollar of sales.
That's right. I mean, if this has taught us nothing else, is that we really have to always be, you know, we always have to be looking over the horizon. We have to be looking at how we can change. We have to, you know, wake up every morning and say, what can I do better today? Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think people's, you know, small business owners' resiliency and optimism and, you know, is what's going to keep them afloat. But I know that, you know, they're really feeling like, you know, everything is against them, and it's hard to stay positive in that kind of environment. So maybe there's going to be a great opportunity for motivational speakers in the small businesses in 2021. Because I think we have to keep positive, and we have to keep willing to try something new. And too many small businesses. I mean, things like they haven't claimed their Google listing yet.
That's my point.
Their website.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. Or they don't have a catalog online. Never mind e-commerce.
Exactly.
Just let people shop on your website. They'd like to go there and shop. And the other thing is, Pam, is you've got to stay connected to your customers and your prospects. You can't
Absolutely.
Go dark on them.
Absolutely.
You cannot go dark
yes.
on them. They're going to expect you.
No.
Because if you think, that's one thing that the big guys don't do, they don't go dark on you. They're bombarding you with opportunities, and you've got to pay for local search. You've got to get maxed out for local search. And you've got to, you said earlier, what can I do in 2021? Different. Well, how about this? How can I find out? How can I do a better job of finding out what exactly? I mean, the micro thing that my customers want, because that's what's going to be the difference, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, the more you know your customers, the more you know how to reach them and connect with them. The deeper your personal relationship with them is, and that's. You know, retail is not, you know, it used to be a product business. The service that retailers provided was providing product. But today it really is a people business, and it's all about the people. So knowing your customers, understanding what they need, and finding a way to invite them into your store. I mean, once once we can have, you know, gatherings again, there's going to be a tremendous demand for, you know, personal connection, gatherings, special events in stores, open houses. But I don't know when those are going to come. I mean, will it come
It's going to follow the vaccine. It's going to follow the vaccine.
Yeah, it is. But then people don't even want to take the vaccine.
Yeah. I think most people will. There'll be four or five of these out there, but over the next 6 months. But Pam, to me, wouldn't it be smart for any retailer to say, what can I do that Amazon can't do?
Oh, of course.
Isn't that going to define retailers over the next 12 months? What can I do that Amazon can't do? Last thoughts.
Right, absolutely. And again, it's less about the products and more about the people. Mm-hmm. What can I do
to
the people that I serve?
It's all about relationships, isn't it? And nobody wants to have a relationship with Amazon.
No, you can't have a relationship with Amazon. Well, they try to call them.
they want you to think that they do, but if you want to have a relationship with Amazon, that means you want to have a relationship with artificial intelligence, with algorithms, and nobody wants that. Hey, Pam, I need your website again, please.
Oh, please visit my website at unitymarketingonline.com. I publish a newsletter every week, and be glad to have more people come and sign up.
Folks, you'll be smarter when you do. We always are when Pam joins us. Hey, Pam, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you, Tim. Happy New Year to you and all.
You too. We look forward to your guidance in 2021. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.